A single book can change everything. In 1859, a modest naturalist published a work that would forever alter humanity's understanding of itself and the living world. The idea was so explosive that Darwin delayed publication for 20 years, knowing it would shatter centuries of certainty about life's origins. When On the Origin of Species finally appeared, it sold out immediately, not because it offered comfort, but because it dared to answer the most profound question we can ask: where did we come from? The answer Darwin provided was both humbling and exhilarating. We are not separate from nature, but woven into its very fabric, connected to every creature through an unbroken chain of ancestry stretching back billions of years. This wasn't just a scientific revolution, but a philosophical one, removing humans from their pedestal as specially created beings and placing us within nature's continuum. Darwin's dangerous idea remains the central organizing principle of the life sciences, a testament to its explanatory power and the meticulous evidence marshaled in its support. Every forest conceals a silent battlefield where organisms wage invisible war, not just against predators or weather, but against their own kind. Life produces far more offspring than can survive. A single dandelion could theoretically blanket the planet in years. An elephant pair could spawn 19 million descendants in 750 years. Yet dandelions don't drown forests, and elephants haven't overrun Earth. Most individuals die before reproducing. This struggle takes countless forms: wolves battling over a carcass, desert plants outlasting drought, wheat varieties competing until the best adapted dominates. The fiercest battles occur between the most similar organisms. Two swallow species can't indefinitely share territory. One expands while the other retreats. The struggle's complexity fascinates most. Introduce Scotch fir to barren heath, and 12 plant species appear, followed by 6 insectivorous birds. In Paraguay, flies prevent cattle from going feral by attacking newborns, but parasitic insects control these flies, which depend on birds. Pull one thread and the entire tapestry shifts. This relentless competition rewards organisms with slight advantages: sharper vision, faster legs, better camouflage. Over generations, these tiny advantages accumulate, sculpting species into exquisitely adapted forms. Darwin's breakthrough was recognizing that nature operates like selective breeding, but automatically, across millions of years. Natural selection preserves beneficial traits, eliminates harmful ones, and accumulates small changes into dramatic transformations. Consider wolves hunting deer. Slightly faster wolves catch more prey, survive longer, and produce more offspring. Over countless generations, this creates progressively faster wolves. But nature selects for everything simultaneously: speed, stamina, intelligence, cooperation, sensory acuity. The result? Organisms so perfectly adapted, they appear designed. The power lies in accumulation. A 1% survival advantage compounds dramatically over 10,000 generations. This explains how complex features like eyes evolved from simple light-sensitive cells. Each tiny improvement provided immediate benefits. Sexual selection adds another dimension. Male peacocks drag elaborate tails that make them easier prey, because females prefer them. Reproductive success trumps survival. Male alligators battle ferociously, salmon fight all day, stag beetles wound each other, all to secure mating opportunities. Most importantly, natural selection drives divergence. As organisms adapt to different niches, some climbing trees, others frequenting water, some becoming less carnivorous, they grow increasingly distinct. This branching pattern explains life's hierarchical organization: species within genera, genera within families. It's the actual shape of evolutionary history. Natural selection requires variation, the differences in height, build, and temperament found in every species. Darwin observed that domesticated organisms show greater variability than wild ones, likely because humans expose them to diverse conditions while reducing selection pressure. Variation arises through multiple pathways. Changed conditions, different climates, foods, habitats directly affect development, Use and disuse also matter. Cave-dwelling animals across continents independently lost their eyes through disuse while developing enhanced antennae for navigating darkness. Variation follows intriguing patterns. Correlated variation occurs when changes in one structure affect others. White cats with blue eyes are typically deaf. Feathered feet in pigeons correlate with webbed skin between toes. Redundant structures, like vertebrae, vary more than singular features. Not all variations matter equally. Natural selection preserves beneficial variations while eliminating harmful ones. Neutral variations may persist randomly. Characteristics distinguishing closely related species show greater variability than traits shared across entire groups, because these distinguishing features evolved recently and remain actively changing. Critics demanded transitional fossils. Darwin's response? The geological record is spectacularly incomplete, like a book with most pages missing and whole chapters destroyed. Fossilization requires extraordinary circumstances. Most organisms decompose completely. Many fossils formed but were destroyed when heat and pressure transformed sedimentary rocks. Consecutive layers often represent enormous time gaps when no sediment accumulated or deposits eroded. During these intervals, species could evolve dramatically elsewhere, appearing suddenly when conditions allowed fossilization again. Geography complicates matters. Species often evolve in one region before spreading elsewhere, meaning first appearances frequently represent migration rather than origin. European species commonly appear later than American counterparts, reflecting migration time rather than separate creation. Darwin predicted future discoveries would reveal more transitional forms, and he was spectacularly vindicated. We now have impressive sequences documenting whale evolution from land mammals, bird evolution from dinosaurs, and human evolution from ape-like ancestors. Archaeopteryx, discovered shortly after publication, showed both reptilian and avian characteristics. The classification system itself creates an illusion of discontinuity. When intermediates are missing, paleontologists classify specimens as separate species. But with complete sequences, many distinct species blend into continuous evolutionary lineages. Organism distribution across Earth provides evolution's most compelling evidence. Climate alone cannot explain these patterns. They reflect evolutionary history through origins, migrations, and adaptations. Major barriers like oceans and mountains create fundamental differences in life forms. Regions with similar climates but separated by barriers, Australia, South Africa, and Western South America, host entirely different organisms despite comparable conditions. Oceanic islands reveal striking patterns. They contain fewer species than continents, reflecting colonization difficulty. Endemic species are proportionately numerous, as occasional immigrants face new pressures and undergo modification. Most significantly, island species show unmistakable affinity to nearest mainland forms. Galapagos inhabitants resemble American species. Cape Verde organisms relate to African forms. Certain groups are consistently absent from oceanic islands. Frogs and newts are missing because seawater kills their eggs. Terrestrial mammals are absent beyond 300 miles from continents, except bats, which fly across water barriers. During the Ice Age, Arctic species migrated southward. When warmth returned, they ascended mountains as glaciers retreated, explaining why alpine plants on each range relate most closely to Arctic forms directly north. These patterns demonstrate descent with modification. Life's geography reflects evolutionary history across geological time. Why do organisms arrange themselves into hierarchical groups, species within genera, genera within families? Darwin's insight transformed this puzzle. The nested pattern reflects genealogical relationships, the branching tree of evolution connecting all life through common ancestry. Unlike arbitrary star constellations, biological grouping reveals actual relationships through increasingly distant branching points. True affinity reflects inheritance from common ancestors, not independent evolution. A bird's wing and bat's wing show superficial similarity due to function, but differ fundamentally because they evolved independently. In contrast, a bird's wing and a dinosaur's foreleg show homology, structural similarity reflecting common ancestry despite different functions. Embryological characteristics possess high classificatory importance because they reveal descent relationships less obscured by adaptation. Early vertebrate embryos show remarkable similarities that disappear in adults. Barnacle larvae revealed their crustacean nature when adult forms had diverged so dramatically that experts missed their true affinities. Rudimentary organs, structures reduced to non-functional vestiges, provide crucial classification insights. Male mammals possess rudimentary mamma, snakes have vestigial lung lobes, fetal whales develop teeth that never emerge. These evolutionary remnants, like silent letters in words, reveal ancestral connections otherwise obscured. Stand before a tangled riverbank clothed with plants of many kinds, birds singing in bushes, insects flitting about, worms crawling through damp earth. These elaborately constructed forms, so different yet dependent upon each other, have all been produced by laws acting around us. From the war of nature, from famine and death, follows the most exalted production, the endless forms most beautiful and most wonderful that continue to evolve. This vision transformed biology from scattered facts into coherent science. We are not separate from nature, but woven into its fabric, connected to every creature through an unbroken chain of ancestry. That tangled bank isn't chaos, it's family,